North Canterbury's community radio station. We just love getting involved in the community and all sorts of things going off. So we're crossing live now to Leithfield in wonderful North Canterbury, Nadia Maxwell. Good morning, Nadia. How are you? Welcome to Compass.
Good morning, Kerry. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very, very good, and quite excited to have a wee bit of a chat about a local lady doing incredibly well making TV shows. What made you get into TV in the first place, Nadia?
Oh, gosh, that was about probably, 20 years ago. Yeah, I was always going to be a lawyer until I did first year law, and then went, oh, no. And, found my way into film and television production.
That's amazing. So you must have known someone in this industry, because is it as easy as that, just falling into making TV programs, or did you have a wee bit of a bit of help and guidance?
Yeah, I did like a 1 year film and television production course, and through that kind of met some producers out in the industry and sort of went from there. But, it's definitely an industry where you're as good as your last job, so you just kind of keep trying to build on that, really.
Totally agree with that. So this TV show that you've got coming up, it is called Shepherdesses, is that right?
Shepherdesses.
Tell us a wee bit about this TV series.
Yeah, so Shepherdesses is about women on the land in Aotearoa. So each week we visit a different small rural community and meet three different women. The idea is that we weave in three different perspectives on a place. And some of your listeners might know Shepherdess magazine, so it's a co-production with Shepherdess. I came across that magazine in my local Hiranui library, actually, and just thought, wow, this was really struck by the beautiful imagery and the stories that they told. So yeah, it's a collaboration with those guys.
Nadia, you've put this TV show together. It is pretty much in there, ready to go. It's going to be on Sky Open. We'll talk about when it's coming up on Sky Open in just a moment. But some of the stories, were they familiar? You went to various parts of the country to make this particular TV show. Did you get similar stories, or were they quite divergent and different?
A bit of both, really. I mean, I guess there's definitely some common themes running through rural women. They kind of are amazing. They wear so many different hats, very involved in their communities, and really, really resilient. But then it was also, then we had everything from people running sharing contracting business to artists to the oldest post office in New Zealand down in Oka. We one of the postmistress down there, Val, who's an 82-year-old woman running that. So we had a real range of New Zealand women.
Isn't it incredible that the historical sort of image that many have in New Zealand is the old farmer with the shorts on and the boots and the black singlet? You don't actually get to see a heck of a lot of what women do. Women standing behind their farming folk and probably driving the whole lot.
Oh, honestly, these women are amazing. They're really involved in the business. They're often got kids underfoot. Like I say, doing a whole lot of things in the community as well. So they really are incredible women.
Why was this TV show so important to you, Nadia?
I think living rurally myself, I think in the media there's looking quite a myopic kind of view of what a rural woman is. But living rurally myself, I kind of know there's all these incredible women out there. So I guess wanted to share those stories, and it's definitely kind of a heartwarming series of celebrating all these amazing provincial women.
Absolutely, I'm looking at a wee bit of a blurb that you've got going on at the moment with a young lady wearing red bands, a dog beside her, and a kid in a beanie hat walking through the paddock. This is just absolutely fantastic. That's a wonderful view. And I guess that sort of describes what you're talking about.
Yeah, and of course just the beauty of the landscape and the places that these people live. I mean, it was a real treat, I guess, across the series, getting to travel around to New Zealand to some of these places I hadn't been before, like tour around the southern Wairarapa coast, which is just incredible. So they're living in these really gorgeous places as well.
Absolutely. Shepherdess, a TV series coming up on Sky Open. When is the first program, or has the first one shown, Nadia?
Yeah, the first one has shown, so we're on Sunday nights at 7:30, and I guess a big message I'd love to get out is that Sky Open has replaced Prime.
Yes.
So it's free, so you don't need to have a paying Sky account to get into Sky Open. It's on Freeview Channel 15, or if you just go onto Sky Go website, you have to set up an account with a password, but there's no cost. It's free to air because it's supported by New Zealand On Air.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, New Zealand On Air have supported this. It is on Sky Open, formerly Prime. That's what I was about to say. So you beat me to it, Nadia, and that's you're the TV producer. I'm just the dodgy old coffee drinking radio announcer. Nadia, thank you so much for coming on Compass FM. Now, I understand that the women featured in Shepherdess, this particular series, not really featuring North Canterbury women, but there is always a chance for a second series to kick in, and that's where you'll be able to concentrate on that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We'd love to get another series and definitely showcase some of the amazing North Canterbury women.
Oh, look, there is many out there. In fact, look, seriously, the women in New Zealand on the land just do amazing jobs and support, and actually get out there and do it as well. Nadia Maxwell, are you the producer or are you the host of this TV show?
I'm the producer. Yep.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye
behind the camera, Kerry, not in front.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that either. I've lost my piece of paper, so I can't remember where it is. So Sky Open Sunday night. Is that right?
Sunday at 7:30.
Yep. All right. Nadia Maxwell talking to us live from Leithfield in North Canterbury, all about the TV show. And we'll keep an eye on the show and we'll keep in contact with you, Nadia. And
lovely.
Thanks for coming on to Compass FM.
Nice one. Thanks, Garrett.
Compass FM.